All right, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network. www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning. October 5th, 2023. Beautiful day here on the East Coast. Hope it is awesome wherever you are at. Is this loud enough? Oh, is that better? I don't know. We'll check. Hope it's awesome wherever you are at. It is beautiful here today. Yeah, I think this is the end of summer. I was watching something and said, "Oh, it's gonna be freezing this weekend." I was like, "Oh my god, what's the temperature?" 62. I was like, "Okay, yeah." It is a funny time of the year where we are saying goodbye to summer, welcoming fall, welcoming the new temperatures. But you know what? It's all good. Got up this morning. Went for my my walk. Hadn't walked in a few days. I've been very active lately. Between going to the gym, finally getting back to paddling, I've just been wanting to sleep in. Have not been wanting to get up and go do anything in the morning. And this morning I did the same. I slept in, but I did try to get out for a walk. It was so weird though. I was walking and this dude pulls up in this truck and I mean literally like turns off another road onto my road or onto this road, right? And pulls over and is like, "Hey man." And I'm like, "Hey, how you doing?" He's like, "How's business?" I'm like, "Good." And he's like looking at me and I'm like, "I don't know who this guy is." I'm not sure who this guy is. I mean, he looks sort of familiar. I don't know. It was weird. And sort of like traffic's backing up. It was like kind of peculiar, like out of a freaking movie or something. Like maybe I was like wondering if I was going to come to work and the salon be burned down or something. It was kind of weird. But I'm sure it was just somebody I knew, a old client or something, but it was strange. "How's business?" I was like, and then I, you know, when someone's like, "Hey man, how are you?" And you're like, "Great, how are you?" And you realize you don't remember who the person is or can't think of their name. And you're sort of stuck and you're sort of kind of dragging it along, trying to figure out how to work your way through this brief conversation to gather as much information that you can to hopefully come up with a name. But I couldn't do it. So I don't know who that was, but business is good. Life is good. Hope everything is good with that guy. But yeah, it is a, what is today? Today is Thursday. Paddled yesterday. A great day out on the water. Beautiful day. 10.2 miles nonstop out in the ocean. And it was freaking awesome. And just super grateful to be part of that club. Just, you know, it's one of the many things that I do that I would have in the past thought that I can never do. And don't bother, you'll never be any good at it. Yeah, perfect song for this situation, right? I do a lot of shit today that I never, ever, ever expected that I would ever do. And I'm always just like blown away that I get to get opportunities, right, to do cool stuff. And the things that I'm doing, they're very basic, right? You know, but I mean, there's many cooler things, I'm sure. But for me, I'm just super grateful that I get to even, you know, have a desire, right? It's all about a desire to want more for ourselves, right? I think that's really what it comes down to. And I know that's what it came down to for me. Do I want to have a better life, right? Do I want to do the work that it takes to have the life that maybe I could have if I, you know, refrain from certain things? And it has come true. It definitely has come true. I am so lucky today. I'm super grateful. You know, my story, you know, this is always about alcohol, right? It's about alcohol. But the reality is I was such a drug addict. I had such a drug problem back in California. And the worst part about it, I was doing speed. And it was like, there was like not 80% of the whatever happens with speed was pretty good. The 20%, which was the wasn't good, was really, really bad. Right? I mean, I used to know people, they took, you know, speed every day, right? They'd put it in their coffee, they'd get up in the morning, they'd, you know, take it, they'd get through the day. It just gave them the energy to take it on, right? With an attitude. And then if you could just, at the end of the day, be like, all right, that's over, and let it wind down, you know, that'd be great. But that's not how those things work. Unfortunately, we take more and more and more and more, and then we become addicted to speed, right? Addicted to meth. And I saw it happen a lot. I became addicted to meth. My whole world was about speed. My whole world was about going and having the energy to do whatever I wanted, right? Let's walk the beach. Let's ride our bikes. Let's clean the garage. Let's clean the house. Let's take apart a vacuum. Let's rebuild this. Let's rebuild that. I mean, let's build a flower bed. Let's work through the night. Let's wear headlamps. It was just a lot of, you know, 80% of that stuff was pretty awesome. But the unwinding of my life, the last 20%, was really, really, really bad. And then it just got worse, right? And then it just gets real bad. And I said this before, I'll say it again. I am so grateful I escaped California. Because if I hadn't, I would be, I don't know what I'd be. You know, I'm not going to predict. But I tell you what would have happened. I would have, because I was now in the system, right? I'd gone to jail. I'd be on probation. You know, they said, when you get to Delaware, check into probation. I never did, right? I checked into the town cops, the town police department, but, you know, so, but whatever, that was 30, you know, something years ago. But the fact is that, you know, it was, if I had been there, I'd have been in probation, right? And I, you know, when I was in that jail, I'm like, I'm sober now. I'm done. It's over. We had good times, but it's time to move on with life. I got high the next day, right? I got high as soon as I got out. So the future did not look good. Right? It did not look good. But somehow I got to Delaware and I escaped it, right? It's not like alcohol where I said, I got a problem. I'm going to go work a program. The good thing is that this program covers really everything, right? Someone was saying the reason we don't have, you know, we don't, you know, crosstalk about drugs and stuff like that is because most of the people that are in AA deal with alcohol. So like if someone comes in and they're struggling with alcohol, a person that's been in can try to give advice or at least tell them what they did when it came to alcohol that helped them get sober. But it's hard for a person that's only drank a lot of alcohol to explain to a person that's been on meth how to get sober because they're just two different things. Very much the same thing, but two enough difference in them that you can't really, like I couldn't, an alcoholic probably couldn't give advice to a meth head, right? And so that's why. But still the same fucking problem, disease of self, right? Self, living on self-will with no God in your life, right? So, but I didn't, you know, I didn't fix my meth problem because I, you know, I had a desire to get sober. My problem with speed was fixed because there was no speed. There was no speed when I got to Delaware. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, because that would have been a tough monkey to kick if that shit had been here. So, but, you know, fast forward 30 years and now, you know, we're starting to see these people on Adderall. And Adderall is methamphetamines. It's absolutely the same thing. It might have a molecule off or something, but don't let that shit fucking fool you. That is meth. If you're taking Adderall, you're taking meth. And you are going to begin to have the same psychosis that every other meth head has, which is, this shit is good. I'd like more. I'm going to take more. All of a sudden, I'm running out. And then your prescriptions, then that whole... This was like, I went through this with pain pills. Same ass shit. you know, hurt my back, prescribed pain pills, take one. I took one. One wasn't doing it. I started taking three. By the end of the whole run, I was taking five or six at a time. I hear people take 12, 15 at a time. I could have gotten worse, but I was taking five or six Vicodin or Percocet or whatever it is, because I somehow, when I had hurt my back, I went to the hospital, they gave me oxycodone. And I'll never forget taking that shit. And I was like, this is the most insane feeling I've ever been on. And from that moment until I finally changed my sobriety date, December 22nd, 2008, that was the feeling that I chased. And it happened to a lot of people. You know, they put that oxycodone, it killed the generation, right? I mean, we kill ourselves, right? Can't blame everybody. But at some point, this drug, introducing this drug into society, whatever reason, fucking killed off a generation of people. I probably have 10 friends that are dead from this. And God knows how many rock stars and family members, whatever. It just killed them. And now we're getting ready to watch this. And, you know, when people are on oxycodone, and then you remember, then all of a sudden they said, oh, shit, this stuff's getting people addicted. So they got rid of the oxycodone. So what did the people do? They went fentanyl, and they went to heroin, and they went to all these other drugs like that because they couldn't get the oxycodone. And we are getting ready to watch that. It's happening right now. It's happening right now. I just read an article yesterday. ADHD medicine, you can't get it. Supply chains or whatever it is. But these people that have all been put on methamphetamine, ADHD medicine, Adderall, are all being told they can't get it now. It says, be prepared for illicit drug use increase due to the fact that ADHD medication is hard to get. So what are people going to start doing? Meth? I watch people, you know, I see people using Adderall as a tool. Oh, I got to do this. I'll take an Adderall for this. Oh, I got to take care of this. I'll take an Adderall for this. I'm working or doing this. I'll do an Adderall for that. Studying, right? That's how it starts. That's absolutely how it starts, and it just feels kind of fun, right? Maybe next time you take two. You know, I remember when I was introduced to speed at work. I had messed, you know, when I was out in Albuquerque, we had done some crank. We were staying up all night a few nights. We were having, you know, we'd drink some beers, and then ended up over at this guy Don's house who had a lot of shit, and we'd snorted up. He used to make these big-ass lines, man. Blah! Gnarly, right? That was my early introduction to the ups, right? But then when I got out to San Diego, it was at the next level, right? And that's when I started, you know, using it as a tool for work. I got a job at the school district. I had to be to work at 7 in the morning. Couldn't do it. Here, try this. I would take that. Next thing you know, I'm up. I'm working. I'm scraping tape. I'm vacuuming. I'm picking up pins and all this bullshit and scraping boogers and all the stuff that comes with cleaning a school. On speed, and I would start to use it as a tool. Then all of a sudden, I needed it. If I couldn't get it, I couldn't get up, and it just snowballed. And then I would use it to, you know, balance out my drinking. It was bad, and you know, that shit took me down. I've shared that many times. I got high on my way to court. Right? It's just how fucked up I was. High on your way to court. Any other person would have said, I should not, if I'm going to go to court, right, I should probably not get high. Not me. That's why I do believe that this is a possession by the devil, right? Because I'd like to think, the person that I am today, I would like to think that I would have more sense than that. But when I'm in that, under that influence, man, I don't have any good sense. I make very, very bad decisions. And, but the problem is now, like I said, a lot of people are on this stuff, and it's becoming close into our family, right? I see these people taking it, and it's affecting relationships, right? Families are falling apart, and it's really sad. And you say, hey, man, you shouldn't do that because you're going to lose everything. And they're like, stop. I've got this. I'm fine. I'm like, dude, you're going to lose everything. Everything. Maybe not in one day. Maybe over a period of 3 weeks, maybe over a period of 2 days, maybe over a period of 2 weeks, you're going to lose everything because you cannot stop choosing this drug over humility, right? This is that these are the bad thinking choices, right? This is the fork in the road. There is family on one side and doing whatever it is you do on the other. And, you know, there is another option than choosing doing whatever you do. It's family. There's, you know, the humility side. Can't see it. Can't see it. And so we lose everything. We lose everything. And there's a person in our lives right now, and he's about to lose all of it. And it's sad, man. And I, you know, it's not necessary. It's not necessary. I probably should be on ADHD medicine. I was fucking very attention deficit, right? That was my, I was always, you know, in school I struggled big time. In high school, struggled with all that stuff. I would have been a candidate. Thank God it didn't, wasn't around. Because God, who knows? There's nothing worse than becoming a drug addict through prescriptions, right? This happened to me with Ambien. You know, I've shared before that I had this, you know, I've always been in search of the perfect night's sleep. I think we all have, right? And doctor, well, I won't say his name, but he's like, if you take an Ambien, they will, you'll sleep like a baby. And I was like, let's go. And so he prescribed them, right? And I would take it. First, it was a half. Just take a half. That's all you'll need. I was like, you got it. Taking a half. I guess I felt it. Maybe I fell asleep. I remember laying there going, are you falling asleep? Are you falling asleep? Are you falling asleep right now? Are you getting ready to fall asleep? Do you feel it? Do you feel it? I mean, it's such an addict, right? Do you feel it? Is that it? Are you feeling it? Are you falling asleep? And then, you know, you wake up and you're like, okay, I guess it worked. But there was this little period of euphoria, right? This little, you know, this little side effect, right? And you had to take a whole one. Do you feel it? Am I feeling it? Is that it? Is that the feeling? Oh, is it coming? I remember, like, I can't eat. Is it eating? If I eat before I take this, is the eating affecting it? Is that why I didn't feel it? Do I need to eat? If I don't eat, am I not feeling it? It's like a fucking disaster. It's a train wreck in my head. Is that it? You feel it? It's like, Jesus Christ. Got to take one and a half. Half isn't doing it. Now we're up to one. One isn't doing it. Now we're up to one and a half. Do you feel it? And then all of a sudden you start taking too many. Right? And then next thing you know, you run out. Fuck, that's the shit, right? When you run out. I remember running out because I would take two Ambien. So my prescription would be short. And then I'd be like a week of no Ambien. I'd be like, oh my God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do, man? How am I going to sleep? What am I going to do? It's like, just go to sleep. Just fucking lay down and shut the fuck up and go to sleep. It's a nightmare. But we're going to watch. It's about to happen, man. I don't know why. I don't understand how, first of all, they prescribe all this meth, Adderall or whatever it is, right? They prescribe it all. They get everybody on this shit. And then they take it away. I mean, what the hell? That is like the fucking, that's terrible. So what are people going to do? I don't know. But I tell you what, man, I hope, you know, I feel bad for, there's a, you know, like a person in our life. I feel really bad, man. This is a fucking great person. Absolutely great person. But when we become under the influence of an amphetamine, we change. And we become very toxic. It changes us. I was a completely different person back in those days. I shudder the thought of what I was like, right? And, you know, I remember coming to Delaware. I was about 100, I probably weighed about 105 pounds. Grown adult, about 105 pounds. That's how fucking skinny I was. But it will absolutely destroy your life. I've never watched a transition from a decent person to an absolute fucking destroyed human that I did of people on amphetamines. Not one time, not two times, but like 50 times. You would see a person enter into the area, into the ring, in the right corner, a fresh human, right? And they come in the left corner, speed, right? There you go. And they would come in and the fucking speed just, you know, plays with them, boom, boom. But then it just beats them down. I mean, the skin, the sores, the hair, the clothes, It's just, you lose everything. Everything. I've seen perfectly good human beings lose all of their dignity on speed. And it's fucking terrible, man. I hope, you know, if someone's out there struggling with this, get off of it. It isn't going to be pretty. It's going to take you down. And it isn't, it's no fun. But, you know, like I did and like many others, we have to take the path that we take. And I hope that we come out on the other side. I hope this guy, you know, I feel bad because he's losing everything. His family's leaving. He's done. He's had it. They've had it. And there's no repair because, you know, okay, I'll get clean. There's so much damage already done. Nobody wants to be. It's hard to get past all that. Right? It's asking a lot. It's a big ask to forgive all the shit that I've been doing to you for the last whatever. You know, it'd be one thing if you had a bad night and quit the day, but to continue. And these prescription pills, man, they just keep you. It's like it's a prescription, though. I got to take it. It's been prescribed. And it just lets these families grind down and down, and it's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. So, I mean, it could get bad. I don't know. Catch up on your sleep, I guess. Let's see. If I could do daily reflections, let's see. You know, I wish I could help. I wish I could help. You know, I've become a, you know, a person that is in sober from alcohol. I've shared in my story that I've been sober from drugs and alcohol, but people think that I just only, you know, ever struggle with alcohol. Nah, I struggle with drugs. Alcohol was the last thing I used because alcohol was the last thing I could get because it was legal and I didn't have to, you know, lose everything in trying to buy it, right? I didn't want to go to jail. Alcohol was legal. And that's how come I ended up being an alcoholic. But it's all the same. It's all a spiritual malady. It's all a spiritual adjustment, right? Yeah. Let's see. Yesterday's baggage, October 5th. For the wise have always known that one can make much of his life until self-searching becomes a regular habit, until he is able to admit and accept that he finds, and until he patiently and persistently tries to correct what is wrong. 12 Steps, 12 Traditions, page 88. I have more than enough to handle today without dragging along yesterday's baggage too. I must balance today's books if I am to have a chance tomorrow. So I ask myself, if I have erred and how I can avoid repeating that particular behavior. Did I hurt anyone? Did I help anyone? And why? Some of today is bound to spill over into tomorrow, but most of it need not if I make an honest daily inventory. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that is true. I thought that was one of the great things I've learned when I came in, or over time being in this program is, you know, cleaning up the day, right? Stay in the day, clean up the day, don't drag the shit into tomorrow. Yeah, it is definitely one of, but it's about being, I mean, you have to be accountable, right? You have to be able, willing to tell on ourselves, right? I just had an interesting thing happen this morning, you know, in texting, of course, because texting is fucking shit and you can't read people and it creates emotions that aren't even there. I hate texting, but, you know, there was a little texting this morning and someone's like, you know, I don't want to, let's not talk about that in this text chat. That I have no interest in that. And, you know, whatever. But it was like, it was annoying. It's like censored. Are you censoring me? But the fact is that someone called me. Listen, my intentions weren't bad. It was a chat between three of us, me, another person. And the question was, do you guys want to do this? I had to say, I can't because I have to work. Oh, and by the way, so-and-so, do you want to do this? And the third person was like, hey, this text chain isn't for that. If you want to discuss that privately in your own text. I'm like, oh, God, got it. I got it, right? But it pissed me off. It poked me, right? It affected me. It annoyed my ego because nobody likes to be told, you know, stop doing that. That's wrong. Stop it. Nobody likes to hear that. So I got a little perturbed, right? And then I said, well, just take me out of this chat then. Well, this chat is for this and you know, and not for that. And I was like, you know what? Got it. And just went silent. The reality is that it is sort of true. We've never, you know, that's the other thing, but it was never decided that was. I mean, we didn't say, all right, starting now, this chain of text with the three of us is officially for this. Never said that. So I guess that's what we have to do now. I guess that's what I have to do. I have to be more specific. If this is this text, can we not say certain things in this text? Because the guy's absolutely right. You know, it should be for that. I didn't realize it. I thought it was just a fun chat between the three of us. Apparently it's official. Didn't know that. But listen, I should have... I don't know. I should have not texted. I don't know. But it pissed me off. And so I'm a little annoyed this morning about it. But I tell you what, I did play a role because I did send the text. It was really just, there's someone that's going to be up in Philly. I said, hey, so-and-so is going to be in Philly. You want to drive up there on money and go see him? That was it. And I have no interest in so-and-so. You know, the third person was like, you know, if you guys want to talk about that, talk about it in a separate check. I have no text. I have no interest in that person. This is for this. And I was like, oh, God. But you know what? That's my fault, right? I should have thought about that. Goddamn, it's like life is full of landmines and sensitive people, including myself. So I got a little annoyed, but listen, I got to work it out. You know, I got to be accountable. I got to figure out the part I played. You know, what I guess I need to do is just not text, right? It's too much. It's too much. It's a setup. And, I don't know, but I played a role in it. I apologized. Sorry about that. I didn't really think I did anything wrong. I was just asking someone if they wanted to go to Philly and go see a person, right? So-and-so's in Philly. Let's go. Man, this person, Herman and I had talked about this person. We really liked this person, and I just heard he'd be up in Philly, so I was like, you want to go? Don't talk about that. I was like, okay, sorry. But I just, you know... A little grumpy this morning. It might be, I don't know what my problem is, but I got to be accountable. No more texting. Don't include me in the text anymore. I'm not very good at it. And I'm sorry. And so, but the point is I want to let that go, right? Because I love these people and I don't want to fight with them forever. And so I do want to let that go and call out the part I played and let's go. Let's move on. Super, but without the accountability, without me trying to figure out, I mean, personally, I just think the third person's just being a pain in the ass. That's what I personally think. But I got to find something that I did. I got to pull the role that I played. So I got to find some blame, but I'm the willingness, right, to look, I don't know. But it's a good point. You don't want to drag yesterday into today and today into tomorrow. One day at a time is enough for me. Anyway, I hope everyone has a great day. You know, the Adderall thing, I hope, get help. It's going to get real. I feel it's tough. It is tough. And hang in there. Have a great day. Bye. Yesterday is history.